In January of 2000, Bill Clinton gave his final State of the Union address to the Congress. Clinton used that speech to push for dropping trade barriers against the government of China. Here's the argument he made. Allowing China into the World Trade Organization, Clinton promised America that night, would, quote, open China's markets to the United States and, quote, plainly advance the cause of peace in Asia and promote the cause of change in China. In his last year in office, Clinton made expanding the Chinese economy one of his most urgent priorities. To do that, he appointed a lobbyist called Steve Ricchetti and put him in charge of the project. Fast forward to today. China has been a member of the World Trade Organization for 20 years. Steve Ricchetti has risen even higher in Democratic politics. He's now a top White House aide to Joe Biden. Maybe you've seen the pictures of queues of cargo ships strung out into the Pacific trying to get into American ports to unload their containers. You will hear this scene described as part of something called the global supply chain, but that intentionally understates what it actually is. What you're looking at are America's supply lines. At this point, we're effectively an outpost, totally dependent on a faraway headquarters for the things we need to live.
So 330 million plus or minus, depending on illegal aliens.
Oh, just a few million among friends.
We're just right? An outpost now,
so
relying totally on the rest of the world to take care of us as far as getting our little things here and there. The old supply chain. I don't know. I've learned more about the supply chain in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
But apparently it's not too bad because Buttigieg has been on family leave since August.
Sure.
He's the Secretary of Transportation. It's kind of under his thing.
Yeah, but, you know, he's a new mom, so what are you going to do?
Well, this is true.
So,
twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's pictures of him and his
significant other.
Just holding a child.
Uh-huh.
And he's just so grateful we have some audio because Tucker Carlson brought this to light, and then they went after Tucker Carlson.
Well, good luck with that. Yeah, they were busy. He's emerging from his cave. Kamala,
she was out and about.
She
at
was
least by
out
video.
And about.
300 churches sent a message to Virginia. 300 churches in our state heard from the vice president yesterday.
Is that legal?
Don't think so.
Oh.
IRS. It's called Souls to the Polls, I believe.
Souls to the Polls.
Yeah. We got to get those souls out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting to me that they'll say souls to the polls, mm-hmm. and then they, you know, don't worry about the little innocent souls that they promote.
Oh, you mean the ones that they put on the table and say, well, we're going to decide whether that one lives or not?
It's very difficult for me to listen to that stuff. But anyway, it's too early in the morning to talk about that right now.
That's right.
So, and I guess our thought of the day is somehow appropriate.
Oh my gosh.
With that.
I didn't even look at that.
The soul would have no rainbow had the eyes no tears.
Hmm.
The soul would have no rainbow had the eyes no tears.
Gotcha.
So sometimes you got to have that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like
can
it.
See it. Mm-hmm. We had a gorgeous double rainbow just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And apparently, you know, the end of the rainbow is actually my house, which.
I didn't know.
I know. I didn't know
I
either.
I didn't know. Well,
that's where
all the golden five and dimes reside, right?
That's where it lives. That's right.
Oh, gosh.
That's right. All right. Our number is 434-248-0704. That is our text number. Mm-hmm. We give you that because we want you to participate in our Mind Jam trivia.
I'm just wondering if I fit in this 67% of men in America will waste 350 hours of his lifetime doing this. I'm just curious. 67% of men in America.
Yeah, 67%
of
men in America.
Almost three quarters of the men in America waste 3,350 hours of this during his lifetime. What is this?
Yeah.
I have an idea, but
3,350 hours of your life.
That's a lot.
It is. All right, send us your guesses, and we'll move on with our On This Day in History. 1921, Charles Streich granted the U.S. patent for his invention, the automatic pop-up toaster.
And we've been hearing this sound for billions of times since then.
In January
Whoops,
of 2000.
That's the wrong sound. That's not Tucker Carlson.
Have we?
No, this one.
There it is. Yep. Whenever I think of a toaster, I think of I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And it would pop it up in the air,
right,
and she would catch
grab
it.
It.
Yeah, I never
Mine
had
it. Kicks it up that high. It'll kick it out of the toaster.
This really?
Is the first toaster I've ever had that had that much power.
See, mine, I've never had a toaster.
Yeah.
Because I always thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just a gag, but you're saying
Well, mine will. It doesn't kick every piece out, but it has kicked a piece or two out.
That's
it
funny.
Does jettison up. Usually it goes back down in, but
nice.
Hmm.
In 1931, American gangster Al Capone is convicted of tax evasion, of all things.
Hmm.
All the stuff he did, that's what they got him for.
Well, I guess you have to go where you can and do what you do.
To get him off the street, I guess so. In 1961, the film adaptation of the 1957 Broadway musical West Side Story, starring Natalie Wood, debuts. When you're a jet,
again,
you're a jet all the way.
Winner of 10 Academy Awards.
That's a lot.
Including Best Picture of the Year, West Side Story. Grows younger.
Yep, that was it.
Yeah.
Best Picture of the Year. In 1975, Simon and Garfunkel reunite on Saturday Night Live. And I just heard this song for the first time on this show.
I know. Last week, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yep.
And they reunited and they sang My Little Town.
Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun.
How long have they been broken up at that point?
Let's see, 75? I don't know. Maybe 5-6 years or something, maybe?
And I guess you always have one that's stronger than the other in any kind of, unless you're talking about the Beatles or something.
Right.
But it's like, Garfunkel never really...
Yeah, he had a couple breakout hits. He did a remake of Your Eyes Only. Not Your Eyes Only. What was it? I Only Have Eyes for You. Great, great version of that song.
Yeah.
He wanted to pursue an acting career, so he did a couple things, but it just didn't take
off. No, not like Paul Simon.
No.
I mean, he just went on to do crazy good things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. In 1988, Roseanne, starring Roseanne Barr, John Goodman, and Laurie Metcalf, premieres in the U.S. on ABC.
We are a dysfunctional family!
Did you guys get in a fight?
Yes, we did. He wants to keep you, but I think we should give you away.
Yeah, well, that's because she thinks she knows everything.
Well, I do!
Domestic goddess.
Yes, no
she put that term on the map.
Good night.
For sure. Our birthdays today include Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's 61.
Karate, yeah? Yeah, can you show me one of your special kicks?
You want to see one of my kicks?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah?
My friend over there, who cooks, by the way, she thinks you're cute.
You don't think I'm cute?
So what should I tell her?
You can tell her I think her friend is cute.
Oh, dear. I remember
that
him on Friends.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a mess. That's one of my favorite Friends episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Also having a birthday today is Zac Efron. He is 34.
He's such a heartthrob.
My daughter and I both agree that he is crazy cute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, Corny's hosting the hop tomorrow. But if he saw you dancing like that, he'd put you on the show. See ya. Oh, whoa. Sorry, little darling. Hope I didn't dent your do.
Hope I didn't dent your do. Yeah, he's quite the heartthrob,
yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also having a birthday today, Martina Navratilova. She is 65.
Martina Navratilova versus Chris Evert, one of the greatest rivalries in sport. During their astonishing careers, the two players met an incredible 80 times, and the 1978 Wimbledon ladies' final was one of their most memorable matches.
That's it, she's done it.
Just and the crowd goes wild.
And they go nuts. You know, that's that Jimmy Connors, McEnroe. I mean, that
kind
that,
of thing.
Yeah, that rivalry is right up there with that.
We haven't had that for a while.
No, we haven't, really.
I mean, you got the Williams sisters. They're kind of doing their thing, but not really. No McEnroes, no Andre Agassi, any of that stuff.
I mean, they're obviously world stars out there, but they don't stand out like they did back then.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Just the Williams girls, pretty much.
But they're superstars. No
oh, my
doubt.
Gosh, they're all over, especially Serena. She's on a pretty cool commercial where they turn her into Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty. It's a good
commercial.
She
would be a good Wonder Woman.
I think she would.
Yeah.
I would watch it.
All right. Let me see. Mork and Mindy. Mindy is turning 70 today. Pam Dauber.
Goodness. Wow. She still looks good, at least the pictures I saw.
Come on, Morky. Open up the door. Why don't you show Mindy where you tucked away all those little emotions?
Mayday! 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 Systems overload. Fall back defense line B. Prepare for assault system.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Never! Never! Never!
And he goes nuts at that video. He just, all of his emotions come out, and it's like this rage almost.
Right. And she's been married to
Mark Harmon
for years. They're one of those that have just survived and
good
thrived. I know. Yeah. It's good to see that. Mike Ditka also having a birthday today. He's 82.
This is a clip from 30-30 when they talk about the 1985 Bears.
The first practice, he gets us all together. He said, boys, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The good news is you give me 3 years, we're going to the Super Bowl. The bad news is half of you ain't going to be here to see it.
We knew who we wanted. We knew the kind of players we wanted. I want to know about the character. What's this guy all about? Not how fast he runs, not how high he jumps, not how much weight he lifts. Now, that's all wonderful. That has nothing to do with him being a football player.
And he goes on to talk about you got to have that heart. You got to have that thing.
All coaches have their own their own recipe for success, don't
true.
They?
Yeah.
Also having a birthday, got a couple more. Wynton Marsalis is having a birthday today. He turns 60. So talented.
Yeah. And he's actually using the end of a plunger here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I always feel like his instrument is talking.
Yeah.
Almost like it's saying words.
Yeah, true.
Interesting. And then finally, Virginia's own Frank Beamer is having a birthday today. He turns 75.
We are downtown Hillsville, Virginia. This is the city that I grew up in. They asked me, how many stoplights do we have? I said four, but they're all at the same intersection. I still think I got a lot of my values, not only from my family, but from people around me. I think, I learned a lot about life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
an icon.
He is.
There's no doubt.
Certainly around here he is. We had somebody text us about Art Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a major fan of long-distance walking.
Didn't know.
He's walked the length of Japan and the United States on foot.
Wow. He is thin. I mean, every time I've seen him, he looks fit.
He's getting his 10,000 steps in, isn't he?
And then some.
Wow. All right.
Well, impressive. I don't know if that involves our Mind Jam trivia, but 67% of men in America will waste 3,350 hours of his lifetime doing this. I'm just dying to know what that is.
3,350 hours of your life, gentlemen. 67% of you, anyway. Somebody texted in primping.
Okay.
Do you guys primp? I guess you do.
I'm going to make a guess. I don't know what the answer is.
Okay.
Looking for his wallet.
That's how you spend your time.
This is
That's
true.
How you waste your time.
That's it.
Oh, my. It might actually be more than that. I don't know.
No, it could be.
All right. We'll come back with the answer. You're listening to The Morning Jam.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Nanu, nanu.
That was appointment television for me. I just,
Mark and Mindy,
oh gosh, yeah.
Did
I just,
you have the suspenders with the finger?
No, but
I did.
I just couldn't wait to see what insanity would be, you know, Robin Williams. They said they, many times they just cut him loose and let him just do his thing.
Well,
had a basic sketch of what they were to do, but he would take it.
There was a lot of coke being
well, there was a little
back
cocaine.
In the day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because you had Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, all in the same area filming. And that some of those behind-the-scenes stories were wild.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. You've got your,
so we got a trivia question going
indeed.
On. A new answer came in just moments ago. I think it was Rex checking in saying napping. I got a little nap in yesterday. It was only about 30 minutes. But 67% of men in America will waste 3,350 hours of his lifetime doing this.
Okay.
I put chasing after your wallet, trying to find your wallet and your keys.
Well, we had somebody text in and say napping on the couch. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
The answer is shaving.
Shaving. Wow.
It's National No Beard Day.
Okay. Huh.
Who knew?
Who knew? Well, I can tell you one person that doesn't waste that time.
33%. Yeah.
Old
you
T.
Know.
T. He looks like one of the guys from, you know, ZZ Top. I don't think he ever shaves.
Oh, man.
Just keeps that thing trimmed. He has a set of, you know, shears that he trims it with.
It takes 2 to 6 months to achieve full beard growth over time.
All right. It's good to know.
Based on facial hair alone, 41% of women find clean-shaven men the most attractive.
Okay.
Women who are into casual flings prefer men with a light stubble beard.
Yeah, it's that bad boy thing going on.
Is that what it is?
I guess. Jimmy Johnson.
I do like, you know, you got the little shade thing going on.
Right.
Beards can add as much as 8 years to a man's look.
Wow. Well, you know, with the pandemic, a lot more people, you know, decided to grow beards.
Yeah. And then you have No Shave November.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's
people
right.
who don't even normally have beards will have beards.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Wow.
Men who couldn't grow a beard, most unsatisfied with their facial hair.
Gotcha.
And one out of five men said that not being able to grow facial hair made them feel less masculine.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.